Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
This is Transija speaking. May I please have your name, caller?
My name is Hugo Martinez.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. So I have an account pulled up with your name on it. I would like to go over the information with you. Just first and foremost, you do understand you are speaking with a fraud specialist at this time?
Okay.
All right. So you're being billed for the biotech solutions.
No, I don't order nothing.
I understand that, sir. I'm informing you of what the charges are for, though.
Yeah, I see my bank statements this morning, and just today, I believe the tour, they charged me $83 in some cents. And the other lady, they tell me the order supposed to be in May 14 or 18, I don't remember what she says.
So, yes, you're being billed for some biotech solutions. One is a testosterone XL, and another one is a Solarnix RX. They're male enhancement products, so you're being billed for them. I understand that you did not order them. Now, it looks like you already went over the shipping information with the last agent, and the address that the products were shipped up does match your residence. May I ask, do you have those items? And if possible, are you able to just return them to our company?
I don't think so. I don't remember, really. I don't think so.
Okay.
And the problem I see this morning, they put overdraft my checking account because they charged me $80-some and I had only $40 the day before. Now I over and they charge me more money. Overdraft.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and do our fraud procedure on your account. So with our fraud procedure, we're going to do a fraud procedure to see who authorized $6.59 and $7.49 on your account on May 13th. That's who did
how much you say?
$6.59 and $7.49 for shipping and handling. Do you recognize those charges?
I'm Ulibson, yes.
You remember that charge?
I remember, but not now, not today. I remember it's like 3 weeks ago, maybe, or 2 weeks. It's almost 13, let me see. Oh, boy. It's five, something like that, like no less, no more than $20. I remember, I do from the friend of mine. How much is that charge?
I'm trying to see. Do you remember $6.59 and $7.49 for shipping and handling?
I believe so. That is true. It's true. I authorized that, but not yesterday. It's like 2 weeks ago. Maybe more than two weeks ago.
So, sir, I need you to understand that if you did those charges, then did you receive those items that you paid the shipping and handling on?
Let me ask you. My nephew.
Do you remember ordering male enhancement products?
Yeah. For that,
okay.
Two bottles, he say.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to tell you something. When you did that, you enrolled into a trial that goes into a subscription if you don't cancel. So that is why you're being billed. You did a trial that enrolls into a subscription, but it looks like you weren't aware of that, correct?
Yeah, but she can use him because she's diabetic, and I know cancel nothing is true.
Did you open those?
Did you
open the product?
No, because she go in contact with the. let me ask you. Nope, he not open it.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'm going to speak with my manager and let them know that this is not fraud. You were just unaware that you went into a trial that goes into a subscription.
Yeah, but
okay?
my question is, why they charging $80 in some.
Because
today.
So basically it's a try before you buy. As long as you pay the shipping and handling, we'll send the products out to you. You have 10 days to let us know if you want to be. If you want to.
That information not coming with it.
I know that.
I remember I was reading for you.
I know that it's placed on the website, but it lets you know that the products are only free for 10 days. If you don't like them and you don't want to be charged for them, you have to call us so we can get you set up to where you're returning them back to us. Because if you don't call and you got the products, they're going to go on your account and bill you for them.
Oh, boy. It's a really good trick. But I know one paid that. How I can return this stuff? Or
well, I'm going to ask my supervisor.
Who's that pay?
Well, you already file a dispute?
No.
Hello?
Yes?
Did you already file a dispute? Because if so, our company does not refund disputed charges. You see, when your bank calls, they're going to ask us why we billed you. And because you have the product, that means our company does have a right to charge you for it if it was delivered. So if you file the dispute, just let me know, and I'll tell you what we're going to do now.
I not do it yet, but I go to. I call my bank.
Yes.
I don't have money to pay this.
I understand that, but filing a dispute on a charge you actually did create will permanently place the money in our company's account because we challenge disputes as well. We don't mind your bank calling us and seeing why we charged you.
Okay, no matter what, I say there's a fraud or something. It's not as good what you guys did.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can do is just inform my supervisor, so I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, unfortunately, the company is not accepting a return for the item because you are out of your trial period. But what they're willing to do is work with you. So they'll give you a discount. They're not accepting a return, but they're willing to give you a discount on the product. So they charged you $89.65. The product cost $89.65. Now, what we're willing to do is give you a large discount, so we're charging you something for the bottles. So instead of charging you $89.65, we're going to charge you $22.42 for the bottle, and we're going to refund you $67.23.
And please cancel whatever. I don't want this product no more.
Yes.
And please whatever happened, it's a big mistake because my nephew not reading what supposed to do. He never tell me he needs my car for pay for this. And now,
well, it's either that or we can
contact the doctor.
So we are refunding you $67.23. You said your nephew used your car without your permission. So either you can accept the $67.23 refund. That way you spent $20 on the product and you get the rest of your money back. Or you could do a fraud procedure against your nephew with our company. If you allow us to prosecute him for fraud, we'll refund you in full.
No, I think it's fair because it's a big mistake. Huge mistake for him. He not following the directions. So please finish this. Give me the refund you say, and please cancel any ordinance in the future with this product. It's possible?
Yes. I'm going to place you on another brief hold. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and start on your refund, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have issued the refund of $67.23. It will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And whenever you're ready, I do have your refund cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's 1892.
One. You starting over, please?
1892.
Okay. 961 $67. Okay.
Your account has been closed out.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.